The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Steve, thanks for joining us this afternoon. Obviously, the boys coming off Friday night was a really close game against Collingwood. How are they feeling after that game going up against a side that's up there at the moment?
Really excited to get down here to Geelong. Our last 3 weeks have been pretty positive. Unfortunately, we weren't good enough to get over the line against Collingwood, but we're in the game for a long period of time. So, it's exciting to come and play Geelong, who are in great form, and see how we go against them.
Daniel Menzel, his first game for the side today, obviously coming up against his old team. How's he been settling into the club and how's he feeling about today?
Yeah, he settled in really well. Unfortunately, he would have liked to have been playing earlier on in the year, but he had a couple of setbacks before the start of the season. So he's just progressed through the twos the last few weeks and showed some good signs last week. He kicked 5 goals in the NEAFL. So he'll be no doubt really nervous and excited to get out here today and try and kick a couple of goals, hopefully.
Jono, Kingy, what does he bring to your makeup?
Well, he brings a lot of experience, Kingy. Obviously, he knows football really well. He's got a great footy IQ. And we've got a really inexperienced forward line. I mean, there's Lance Franklin and Sam Reed down there. But generally, we've had a lot of kids playing in the forward line. So, no doubt, he's got a bit of presence. He'll take a good defender. And if he doesn't, he's really dangerous. So, we're excited to have him, and I expect him to play well.
No doubt you're aware of the Cats' late change in regards to Smith in and Stanley out. Does that change anything for Callum Sinclair in the way he approaches today?
Probably not. We need Callum to have a really strong contest in the ruck. Probably expecting that Reece would be able to, he'll be charging around the ground. That's what he does really well. But Smith's obviously a pretty good ruckman, gets his hand on the ball and gives the midfielders first use. So there's a challenge there as well to try and curtail his influence, but hopefully Callum can sort of get him going the other way as well.
Steve, it's Benny Cass. Don't worry about the team. Let's talk about you. 5 goals last week. You were superb, and I believe you pulled up a treat.
Yeah, pulled up really well, Benny. It was a one-off game, and I can guarantee you it's certainly a one-off game because I couldn't walk down the stairs at home for about 3 days. I was lucky there was a handrail there, but you're spot on about the game. I wasn't too bad. I don't think it'd be GFL twos.
So, and I believe, you kicked 5. How many free pots was it post-game?
It was a tap and fill. I won that award. and I made the most of it.
Oh, fantastic, Steve. You're back to your old stomping ground. You must come back here, and obviously you're focused on the Sydney Swans, but great memories for you coming back to this ground.
Yeah, I always enjoy coming back here. The stadium just seems to change every time I come back, and it's just an impressive place to be, and there's always plenty of energy here, and the Cats just, the Cats supporters just love their footy, so it's a little bit different than Sydney, but the weather's nice and cold. It's actually perfect conditions for footy today. It's nice and chilly. You don't get too hot out there, but it should be a really exciting game. I think Geelong has been in great form, but we've got a young team that has no fears of coming down here, so looking forward to it.
For Prestige Jayco, Australia's number one motorhome dealer, speaking with Swans assistant coach Steve Johnson. Here's Tim McGrath on Carrick Footy.
Stevie, good luck today, champ.
Thanks, Bluey.
Really been impressed with what I've seen the sort of last year and a bit of Tom McCartan. Just his ability to compete. He's got really good hands. He seems to read the game really well. He's just sort of popped up out of nowhere, really, hasn't he?
Yeah, he was the youngest player in the draft last year. And we probably thought he'd take 2 or 3 years of developing before he become a regular senior player. But we had a lot of injuries last year, and he got an opportunity early and made the most of it. What he does do for us is just provide a really strong contest. He rarely gets beaten in a contest. He at least brings it to ground. So he's continuing to improve. What he does bring is a really high work rate. He covers the ground as well as any key forward in the competition. And, local boy again. He'll be looking forward to getting down here and playing in front of family and friends.
And this next question, you may have no idea about this end of the ground, but Alirelia, obviously come on the scene a few years ago, had a fantastic start, wobbled a bit, a few off-field issues I hear, but
definitely no off-field issues, Louis.
Really?
No, not a Lear.
Okay.
No.
But his form on-field has been outstanding.
Yeah, he's been good. He's one player that can certainly give the opposition coaches something to think about. His form has been a little bit up and down, But when he's at his best, he can read the play so well. He gets off and takes intercept marks and generates a fair bit of attack from our back half. So, again, he's got a really important role for us to obviously shut down his opponent first, but to give us that run from our back half.
Cheesy Kent, good luck today. enjoyed the one from the pie stand during the week. Brought back some old memories. Nick Blakey, just run us through him. You work closely with him. Emergence of him as, you know, in 10 games, he's become a good player. And he pops up really in the heat of the game. Like, he's at some big moments already.
Yeah, that's right. Carrots.
Carrots, yes.
Had to get that in.
He's
a talented young player. And what he does do is when he gets an opportunity, he generally makes the most of it. He's classy. He's able to kick the ball off the inside of his foot or the outside of his foot, so he does some pretty special things, and we think he'll develop into a really good forward, but also a winger that can give us that run. He's got an elite endurance, and he covers the ground extremely well, and we sort of need his ball use up around the middle of the ground as well. So he'll continue to develop along with McCartan and Haywood and Papley. It's an extremely young group, but they're getting better every single week.
Jono, what have you sent Jackson Thurlow back to the Neefle to work on?
He's just the last couple of weeks have been a little bit off. He had a couple of goals kicked on him in those games, but we've been really happy with him coming to the club and what he's been able to bring. He had strung a lot of games together at the start of this year and probably just needs to go back and find a little bit of form, but no doubt he'll find his way back in the team pretty quickly.
What's Ben Ronk got to do better to be back in the side? He burst onto the scene last year, obviously kicked that 7 goals against the Hawks on a Friday night, but other than that, it's been pretty quiet from him.
Yeah, he has been a little bit quiet at the start of this year, and he's the first one to be disappointed about that. He probably just wasn't getting his hands on the footy as much, and his pressure was a little bit off, where that was the one thing if he wasn't kicking goals last year, he was bringing in spades. So, young players, they're going to have inconsistencies, and he's working on his game really hard. These last 2 weeks in the Neefle have been pretty good, so we expect him to get back in the team soon and be back to his best.
For local listeners, can you give us an update on where Matt Ling's at? He got drafted, obviously, I think pick 15 in 2017, but hasn't been cited at AFL level. I know he's had some injury issues. Can you give our locals an update on how the boy from St Mary's is going?
Yeah, Lingy's just had a wretched run with injuries. When he got to the club, he had a foot issue, and then that turned into a toe issue, and only recently had a bit of an Achilles scare. So, look, we'd love him to get a decent run at it. We've seen what he's been able to do in the limited time he's spent on the training track, and we took him high up in the draft because obviously rated him very highly. He's a player that can run off half back and really, change the angles and break the line. So that's the kind of player that we need, and that's why he was drafted. So we just hope that he gets a good run on it, and hopefully by the end of this year can break his way into the senior team.
Steve, will you be remaining sort of hydrated post-game? What's on tonight?
No, pretty quiet tonight. Although if we have a win... never know. Lammy.
He could dust off the Julius Marlowe's.
I did pack the denims.
Watch out, Geelong, if the Swans get the 4 points around 10:30 tonight. S. Johnson will be somewhere that you can locate him down Mirrabal Street. We might find ourselves down there as well, Jono. Hey, good luck tonight. Great to talk to you as always, and well done on that little cameo at Manly last week.
No worries. Thanks a lot, boys.
Steve Johnson joining us on K-Rock Football.
The Prestige Jaco pre-game interview.